broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for Monday. Wow, it's already June the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, with the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Welcome to the broadcast. Scott Bradley is with us, Dr. Scott Bradley. His website, freedomsrisingsun.com. Welcome back, Scott.
Thank you very much. Always good to speak with you on Monday morning. Isn't Kurt with us today?
Yes, he is. Hi, Kurt.
Okay.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Wow. Hey, Scott Bradley, we talked last hour about InQtel. How much do you know about InQtel?
I'm ignorant about that subject.
Bottom line is they're the ones in bed with the CIA that have taken over all the media and over the online. They're the ones that funded Facebook and Twitter and Google and everybody else, and now that's why you have a tyranny. It's all backed by the CIA.
Holy cow. So some of the names that have been fronting everything and the big startup guys really were funded by the federal government?
Absolutely, with your tax dollars, sir, through a nonprofit corporation called InQtel.
I'm interested in any details you've got.
Kurt, you want to brief him on that real quick?
Well, it would be too complicated if I do it. Sam, you better break it down. I mean, because I've got so much intellectual wisdom on this that I don't want to go into the stratosphere there. So maybe you could just do it in small words, Sam.
Wow, Kurt, that was super helpful. I appreciate that. We just gave Kurt an hour tutorial on this, and I was hoping he could kind of break it down and give everybody a summary.
Well, all right. All right, so the bottom line.
I got it, Kurt.
All right, go ahead. I just think it'll be easier if you do it.
I know, but then
you are a little bit more highly technical.
Then I can't talk on the phone to who I had to talk to. So I'll just put them on hold.
Okay, sorry about that.
Here we go. So you got this Intel company. I'm sorry, InQtel. And how much do you know about InQtel is the question. And if you go to Wikipedia, you can read about it. If you go to IQT.org, you can read about it. That's where you can get the information, folks. And bottom line is Klayman Law Group, that's Larry Klayman and crew, are saying, hey, we want a conservative competition for Fox News. And I'm saying he's not going to get it. He's right. We need one, but we don't have one. And I'm saying Google literally made $4.7 billion off the news media content. And the News Media Alliance created this study. And they say Google's basically ripping them off big time. So now they're trying to go to the government. The NMA, that's the News Media Alliance. The NMA is pushing for the passage of the, quote, Journalism Competition and Preservation Act. Okay, they're basically trying to go to the government. And they're trying to get the labor of government pulled in their favor. But what they don't understand is the CIA is the ones betraying them behind the scenes, Scott.
Well, you know, this effort to take control of the media and the scoundrels in media have been around since, well, I don't know, I can't put a finger on it in terms of ancient history, but I do know that in the early days of the American Republic, there were those that, you know, yellow rag journalists, if you will, that were seeking to foster agendas and not even just bring forth information. They were agenda-driven, and you look at the Hearsts and, I mean, well, Colander back in Jefferson's day. So this has been a problem, but for the United States government to engage itself in a propagandizing movement, it sounds like something Joseph Goebbels would have done in the Nazi regime, wherein he was over the Nazi propaganda machine, and, you know, you tell a lie big enough and long enough, it becomes truth. And you know, I the more I come across the CIA and review their stuff, everything, I mean, almost from its inception. I mean, the Bay of Pigs, for example, was a prime example of their incompetency and their scoundrelness. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, the Dulles brothers were involved in it, everything. But they're not our friends. They don't seem to be very concerned about preserving the blessings of liberty, the principles America was founded on. So who is looking for them to do this? Are we saying that there are some people in areas that seem to be interested in liberty or interested in this, or are they just looking to more center their power, like in communist China has over the media? I mean, who's doing this?
Well, it's the Hegelian dialectic at work. It's hard to know who's doing it, but the CIA is involved. Black money is involved. Private corporations like InQtel are involved. Your government's involved. Donald's complaining about it, but is either completely ignorant of what's happening and or he's part of it. Don't know which. But when you say who's running the show, the answer is Satan is via fake money. And the fake money is what allows government to create these black op operations that betray the whole purpose of government and betray the whole constitutional republic. Right?
Well, you know, honestly, the founding fathers had it right. You know, the First Amendment about protecting the press and the speech and the religion and gathering together. And I mean, it's one of those things where their hope was that there would be good and honest and noble people that would stand forth and you know, that we've talked about this before on your show about how the freedom of the press and freedom of speech had nothing to do with pornography and its acceptance and protection and all that kind of stuff. Had everything to do with being able to expose actions by the government so that the people could be aware if they were, you know, some way being hoodwinked or taken for a ride, if you will, and I'm afraid that the hoodwinkers have largely controlled what's in the media now. And again, early in the 20th century, there was a huge movement, you know, through organizations, globalist organizations, that were trying to take control over the major organs of the media, so that they didn't have to stop everybody's, you know, little letter to the editor, but they could kind of control the dialogue based upon, you know, the big places that then, you know, UPI, AP, all of those things. They basically became the wire feeds to everybody else in the country. And, you know, the big names that were out there, everything from Walter Cronkite and Dan Rather on down, were there to kind of formulate the message that they wanted to have heard, you know. And so it's been going on a long time, but maybe I'm misunderstanding. It sounded like you said this was something somebody was trying to do to offset, or somehow it dovetailed in. I don't know how it went into Facebook. Are you saying Facebook received funding from these guys?
Oh yeah, every one of the controllers of the internet right now has received funding from these people. Facebook, Google, all of it. In fact, most of these companies were built on that seed funding. For example, the Keyhole satellite was transferred to Google by this or involved with this organization and the CIA.
So we've had billions of taxpayer dollars going into furthering our subjection to the false narrative.
That is correct, sir. And then Donald's up there complaining about it.
Well, it's interesting. There are small voices. I mean, you know, you have an opportunity to do it. The internet does. And oftentimes, I mean, and I use it as often as I can. And, you know, you look at some of these alternative news sources, if you will, out there. But certainly they don't have the footprint that some of these monolithic organizations have that seem to have, you know, everything they ever need to kind of tamp down in our minds the idea of that they want to have us come across. The public education system probably is being funded by them, I'm guessing, because they're one of the greatest propaganda instruments that's ever been created on the nation, well, in the world, actually, you know. So it is have you suggested a way to get your arms around it?
The only way I know to get your arms around it is to listen to the hour that we did last hour, because it'll break down and connect the dots for you. Then the only way that I know is if you type in-q-tel Wikipedia, then you can read the Wikipedia details on it. And then if you go to...
I'm in that right now, and it's sketchy at best. I mean, it puts a lot of names out there and everything like that, but You know, I'm a rest of the story kind of guy.
That's right. So here's how you get the rest of the story then. You research each piece they claim. For example, you go look down at that keyhole satellite thing, and now you go study in the news, and they report on it. You go to IQT.org, which Wikipedia points you to, which is the website for the company, right? They talk about InQtel sells a bunch of stock of Google on a certain date. Go research and find out when that stock was sold. Is it true? Did they have Google stock? If so, where did they get it, right?
Is Wikipedia admitting that they're basically funded, managed, and controlled by this group? I mean, are they so bold as to, or at least foolish to?
Well, I don't know if Wikipedia is or not. I'm telling you that Google and these large organizations are.
Well, Wikipedia is not known really for its completely unbiased reporting. I mean, it's...
No question.
I mean, it's interesting. Well, so if it's so large and powerful, but you haven't come to a conclusion as how to offset it or undermine it, or maybe...
Well, the only way that I know to offset it or undermine it or make a difference is the first knowledge point. You can't do anything about something you don't know about, Scott. Right? So the first thing is for enough Americans to understand behind the scenes how the dots connect. You've got Donald complaining about the media, and then you've got the CIA literally replacing the old school media with new school big tech. And so the CIA and big tech are in bed together to take this whole thing over. First, you got to connect all the dots and understand what's happening. And then we create a plan to combat it. I'll give you mine in seconds.
Call is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
All right, let me just connect the dots a little bit because, the reason that you go to Wikipedia is not that you trust them completely, but it's because they put all the links together where you can go research this and they give you the seed research to get it done. Let me give you a point. Headline says this, listen carefully. Social media is a tool of the CIA, seriously, says CBS News. So all you got to do is go look that up and you'll find CBS News will break that on down for you. Startups backed by the CIA, Forbes magazine. What do you say to that, folks? This ain't Wikipedia anymore. You got CBS and Forbes now. Is CBS, Forbes, and Wikipedia all lying? What big tech has acquired from InQtel? The CIA's VC arm, NewsCrunch. 14 cutting-edge firms. funded by the CIA, writes Business Insider. Yeah. I can go on and on and on and on.
Sam, it's something, of course, I really do need to jump in and come to understand better, but at least on a parallel path and maybe even as a primary path, let me just suggest a concept, and I'll go back to an analogous situation that I came across.
Yeah, try and look up InQtel Bitcoin, too, for fun.
Okay, here's just a thought or two. Some years ago, as I was focusing on doing a doctoral dissertation, I felt that one of the things the world needed most was a clear understanding of the facts, the reality of conspiratorial theories. I mean, you know, you get discounted anytime anybody says, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, and they basically throw up their arms and suddenly you're discounted. Everybody's supposed to throw everything out you've ever said. And it just comes to the point that there's, now you don't even have to, nobody has to listen to you anymore. And so I set about the idea of, for a dissertation, basically documenting through original resources and original sources from across the world throughout history the existence of conspiracies. And without going into a whole bunch of detail, bringing all my original source material together and building a whole portfolio of all these kinds of things. And facts of the matter are that the existence of conspiracies throughout history is probably one of the best documented facts in all history. And that they have existed among all people. And it's what people do. And in fact, I mean, you start as a third grade girl conspiring with your friends to keep another third grade girl from a birthday party or whatever. But these things go, their tentacles reach into the highest levels of government and the broadest scope of anything political and geologically, anything. Nations rise and fall based upon conspiracies. And of course, the American founding fathers understood this well. I got so deep into it, I found oaths that the people took, blood oaths that were of people were involved. And I mean, it is a deep, dark, horrid fact of humanity that this happens. And I found myself kind of in a spiral. I mean, did I want to focus my entire life on everything that was dark and deep and satanic even, and bringing to light these things to the point that I could not, I mean, it's a consuming kind of thing. It is so big and massive and powerful and overwhelming. And just let me just say that if people discount the conspiracy theory, they're either ignorant, deceived, or they're deceivers. There's only three categories of people in that issue. But truthfully, they are there, okay? But what happened was I found myself almost overwhelmed by it. And I decided to deep six everything that I had. Maybe someday I'll go back and find and write again and everything. But the fact of the matter is, there is a source of light. And of course, the ultimate source would be God and Christ and through the Holy Ghost and everything else like that. But when it came to the idea of bringing forth truth that people could live with and have joy in, I decided to refocus my doctoral focus on the founding principles of the United States. They're very simple. They're very straightforward. They're not something that is twisted and, they are today twisted and perverted. But if you understand them in their original presentation, somebody with as simple a mind as I have can grasp them and thrill at them and try to promote them. And so what I did is I flipped from trying to say, okay, everybody, this is here's where these deep, dark secrets and everything are buried, to here's something that if we bring light and truth and something that ennobles the character forward and seek to live by that, that's where I'd rather spend my life. And so that's where I've kind of focused my energy, is to try and restore those principles in the hearts and minds of the people, to the point that when all this other stuff, I mean, this InQtel thing, it may be one of Satan's deepest, darkest secrets, I don't know, but the fact of the matter is, that if we return to the founding principles, limited government, checks and balances, the separation of powers, the enumeration of powers, the idea that that God's right, I mean, God endowed mankind with certain inalienable rights, government's purpose is to preserve those rights. If we get enough people understanding all of these baseline principles, that they can not only thrill at them, but begin to re-implement them, I suspect that some of these things that crawl out from underneath rocks will not get as much, how shall I say, power over the people, because the people are focusing and building their lives to the point that they're going to live by the, these more ennobling principles and not get sucked in. I mean, think about Facebook or Twitter or all of these other things that waste innumerable billions of hours of people's time every year. We give them everything and their preeminence and their presence, and it's almost like we worship at their altar rather than coming back to worshiping the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and living by the principles of liberty that I believe were originally ordained by God. So to me, that's how I kind of have kind of flipped from the dark side, if you will. I wasn't turning to the dark side for any kind of elevation of myself.
No, but your point's well taken that we got to be very careful of how much we learn about this, how much we spend on the dark side, how much we spend in this. And if you're not very careful, you go down a rabbit hole, you get very discouraged, you get very one issue focused to the point where you can lose your sanity and your stability and everything else over it. And so in my mind, what you do with these kind of topics is you research it enough to verify that it's true. So, for example, I gave you the Wikipedia. I gave you the name of the company. You can take 20 facts out of Wikipedia and go research them and see if they're true. Hey, did this organization involve Google in the owner of this keyhole satellite thing? Did Google stock get sold by this this corporation, this InQtel? Then you go research and you say, okay, has the media reported on this? And you say, yes, there's an article in Forbes magazine. I just sent it to you guys, by the way. It says startups backed by the CIA, Forbes. And it documents flat out that this InQtel is the research arm, is the building of technology arm of the CIA. It documents it in Forbes magazine. Then you say social media is a tool of the CIA, seriously. And you go read the CBS News article, and they highlight it. And then pretty soon you say, okay, you know what? There's truth to this. Whether every issue out there is a fact or not isn't important now. Now what you say is we understand the government's intentionally controlling the media. So you know when Donald complains about this, he's in one of the three categories Scott talked about, right? He's either in the known part of it, he's completely ignorant of it, or he doesn't even know and he doesn't even care, whatever, right? But you begin to understand now that this is true. Now, the question is, if it is true, what do you do about it? And you can't solve the world by 3 o'clock. But I submit to you right this minute, we're not looking for the masses. Okay, the masses in history have always been deceived. And they're always going to gravitate towards Antichrist. And they're always going to gravitate towards sin. And they're always going to turn their back on truth and on Jesus Christ. And if we are part of the followers of Jesus Christ, we know we'll never be accepted by the world. So with that in mind, then, we understand this principle, not to just drill down and focus on it forever, but to understand that it is the case. Now, how do I insulate my family from it? How do I insulate myself from it? Well, one, I understand that they never have my best interest in mind. And then number two, I do things within my power to make a difference. As small as my efforts may be, hey, back in the biblical days, the Lord kept letting go of people in the army. And the prophets on the earth at the time were going, Lord, why are you paring down my army smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller? Doesn't make any sense to me. Because you got to have faith in and trust in that God knows what he's doing. And all I'm responsible for is my part. What can I do then? When we get back, let's talk about it. What can I do individualistically and or a family to make sure that I'm insulated from it? And I'll tell you what I do. And we'll get Scott and Kurt's opinions of what they do and how we can combat this in our own lives in seconds on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he doesn't expect that Mexican lawmakers would vote against the new deal reached with the United States concerning immigration, but he tweets this morning that if that approval doesn't happen, he will impose those tariffs he threatened to put on Mexican goods. Counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, says...
And they're starting to take enforcement at their southern border seriously. This is important to both countries. We now have Mexico doing more than the Democrats who work behind me on Capitol Hill on securing our southern border.
She spoke on Fox News. The deal has Mexico sending thousands of its troops to its southern border to stop Central American migrants from working their way towards the U.S. Former Red Sox superstar David Ortiz shot in the back at a bar in his hometown in the Dominican Republic yesterday by a man who was chased down by a crowd and arrested. Doctors say Ortiz is expected to recover. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The latest on the troubled Boeing 737 MAX jets. In April, American announced it was grounding its 737 MAXs through at least August 19th. Now it says that's going to be extended through at least September 3rd. The 737 MAX grounded worldwide since March after two fatal crashes. Software changes have been made by Boeing, but the FAA and its global counterparts have not signed off on those fixes. And the acting FAA chief, Daniel Elwell, says there's no timeline to do so.
I don't have September as a target. I don't have June as a target. I have safety of the 737 MAX. That's my only target.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. A woman killed and several other people seriously injured when a crane collapsed on top of an apartment building in Dallas yesterday during an 80-mile-an-hour windstorm. The death toll for horses at California's Santa Anita Park up again. Two more thoroughbreds died over the weekend. That makes 29 since late December at that track. And this is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, so we have this knowledge. The CIA is in bed with big tech. And they're literally trying to control what you see and hear and consequently believe. And you know they're coming after the Christians, ladies and gentlemen. Got it? However, keep this in mind. God is in charge. He is the ultimate weatherman. And Google's no match for the Almighty God. Make no mistake about that, ladies and gentlemen. So it seems like the Lord is just paring down our troops and making our influence smaller, and that's okay. Because we know one thing is, Scott, we win in the end. That's the first thing never to forget. When you're on God's side, you're always safe. When you're on God's side, it will be all right. Doesn't mean there won't be rough times, but it does mean you're in good company, ladies and gentlemen, to say the least. That's for starters. Secondly, then, what can I do individually? I can control what comes into my home, and I can reduce the propaganda that comes into my home. I may not be able to be 100% free of it, but I can control a lot of what I see and hear and view on my own. The first thing is to not see, view, and hear all the propaganda they spew at you at an ever-increasing, faster-paced, multi-channeled rate. And I can basically go to bed early, I can wake up early, I can unplug from technology to keep a fresh mind. I can turn to God and go to church weekly. I can do all these things that give me the guidance of the Holy Ghost. That give me the, and I can make sure that I don't let them jam my God-given signal. And I'm telling you, everything they're creating is designed to give us so many channels, we'll never get on the right channel, God's channel. And the first goal is to step back from a lot of that. Say, I know it's sinister. I'm not going to melt down and freak out. I'm just going to realize, hey, we're in a battle. An epic battle. Will it be God? or anything but God. Multi-channels, multi-ways to go astray. One way, through Jesus Christ, for salvation and stability and safety. Okay, so I know where to go, and I got to get on the covenant path, and I got to work hard, and I got to stay there. And it starts with understanding the enemy enough to know what you've got to avoid, what you've got to minimize in your life. Doesn't mean you melt down and you freak out and you don't dig into it till the cows come home. In other words, pull on that thread too much and you'll spend so much time on that that you don't have time for the greater, the good things. But knowing enough of what the enemy's doing to say, hey, I've got to reduce the amount of channels and signals that come into my life, into my home, into my world, so that I can have clarity and lock on to God's channel. That happens through prayer. That happens through faith. That happens through church attendance. That happens through turning to God. That happens when you keep the commandments of God. You qualify to receive that channel. And I'm telling you, the first step in making a difference for you and your family is rejecting the channels that intend to jam the real channel. Scott, what do you say to that, sir?
Well, I think they're all really good points. I think that, you know, I kind of capture in my mind and heart, if you will, four steps that I think that are applicable. And I think you touched on them without it being, you know, just, oh, here's four steps. You know, you've given us a whole list of things, which I think are absolutely critically important. One of which is and this is just one step, and you've kind of really emphasized this one probably more than any of them, and that is the requirement of personal righteousness. I think that, for example, if we are an impure people, if we don't have virtue, if we don't hold on to that which is of character, we're going to lose it all. And so I think that it's a very personal thing that begins with. It begins with families. It begins in the home. It begins in your congregations. And if you can bring that into your community and everything like that, I think it's central. John Adams said the Constitution was only for a moral and a religious people. And he's absolutely correct. Without that moral basis, our people will not be free. And that is absolutely critical. And then the next thing we've got to do is understand the baseline principles that give liberty. And those are found, you know, you can read the Constitution, you can read the Federalist Papers, you can read the Farewell Address, you can read the other inaugural addresses and farewell addresses of the founders, St. George Tucker's view. I mean, I'm telling you, these founders wrote and spoke prolifically in regards to the cause of liberty. They were very eloquent in what they said, and unequivocal, and it's very easily understood if people will take the time to look at it. And so you know, we've got to do that. We've also got to help others come to that, and you do that in your own family, your own community, and so on. And
if you're on the radio, you have a little bit bigger influence to speak out around the world to those who may be suffering from the same thing. See, you're either going to suffer from just the too many channels and not really realizing it, just kind of going where the surf takes you, or you're going to clearly understand what you want. What do you want? What do you want to follow? Who are you? What makes you tick? How are you going to prioritize your life and your focus? And for me, it's God, family, and country. And for me, it's this idea that I'm going to intentionally decide what builds my faith, what builds my strength, what builds my communication with God through prayer in one direction and the Holy Ghost in the other. What gives me guidance to protect myself and my family and my loved ones? What gives me the ability to influence others for good as I take part in this battle between good and evil? How do I, okay, and this is where it all starts, and I think we understand enough to make sure that we can spend our time on the things that are great. And as you wisely mentioned, our communities and our churches, and I think the more real relationships you have with real people, the less likely you'll be susceptible to this belligerent, no connections, just get pushed around by technology and society and the media. And hey, we need to let technology serve us, not own us. Kurt, do you want to add to this?
You know, I wish I could be more, I guess you could say, illustrative of all the solutions, but to me it's pretty much basic. You've got to eliminate the bad and focus on the good, and you've got good sources, trusted sources, whether it's information of, you know, programs like this program and the good individuals like Dr. Scott Bradley that we bring to you. And you've got, of course, higher powers of, you know, Scott mentioned them and you mentioned them as well, you know, making sure your connection to God and the things that he has said that we must continue to do to be on target. I don't think there's a whole lot more I could add than that.
All right, well, I'm going to give you this then. This is an interesting little tidbit. I don't know if maybe Scott Bradley and Kirk Cosby would be two good candidates for this. There's a group called FrontierBundles.com, FrontierBundles.com, and they say this. You think you can skip your smartphone for a week? They'll give you $1,000 if you can do it and report on it, Scott.
That wouldn't be hard for me at all, but in fact, I ought to make $1,000. I need it.
Well, you know, the problem is you got to have a smartphone, though, and then be willing to set it aside for this. And you don't have a smartphone as it is, right?
Yeah, I do. I've got an iPhone. But here's the deal.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you can make $1,000 then, buddy.
Maybe I can. But here's the deal. Something come to mind, and there are different ways people approach things. And there are the kind. There are people out there that bunker up, hunker down, and basically go off the grid. And they can hide in their foxhole, if you will. And there are others, and I tend to want to be more in this other category. I would like to be an instrument to help bring people to light and truth rather than just bunkering up. And so there are a lot of people that I hate to even say this on the air almost, but a lot of people think that I put myself at risk by standing for principles and so on. But what are we going to do? I mean, wouldn't you rather, and I'm not going to suggest this as a solution, but wouldn't you rather die for Christ than hide for Christ? I mean, and so I guess, but everybody's going to decide where they fit in this program. And some people will approach it, like I said, by bunkering up and going off the grid. But I think that there needs voices. We need to have good people of character that stand for something, that are willing to verbalize it, vocalize it, and speak about it, and be in places where it can, you know, they can make a difference. And I know people literally that are good friends of mine that I love and respect that have headed for the hills decades ago. And I just wonder, don't they miss their grandkids? I mean, and so I guess I'm saying for me and my house, and even my house gets to choose their own path, I think I would rather be engaged in trying to preserve the blessings of liberty and promoting those things, making popular the sound doctrines that were given to us at such great cost, and using that influence to help people to those things. You know what? You say, we can't beat all the problems. We cannot. Right now, it's going to take Christ, and he will come, and he will cleanse it. There's no question. It'll be, the victory is his. But in the process of it, can we win souls along the pathway that will help us all to be better about it?
And yes, we can, and that's what this broadcast is expressly about. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not off the grid. I'm as plugged in as you get. Why? Because I want to be an instrument in the Lord's hands as we prepare for Jesus Christ to come. And we will build his kingdom on earth meanwhile, and that's what we're all about on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
All right, I say we take on some of the hardest topics in radio to discuss, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, complicated tech stuff combined with what we need to do to make a difference, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you right now, Kirk Crosby has got one of the great things. We need to take over education. Oh, I know you're not going to just shut down the education department. The Republicans have been working on that for years, right? But you can control where you go for educational solutions, where you go for opportunities. You can decide that you're not going to get in debt. You can decide that you're going to go ahead and live simply and humbly. You can decide that you're going to go ahead and go to church every week. Be that the church of your choice. If you don't believe your church is providing what you need, find a better one. Get a more pure channel, if you will. You know what? We can do all these things. And we can, one, reject the education system that's indoctrinating us with tyranny and socialism, principles of communism. We can go ahead and stay out of debt. We can go ahead and live simply. We can go ahead and pursue the things of God, family, and country. We can become entrepreneurs, Scott. We can participate in the media. Some people might say, Sam, I can never conduct a talk show like you do. You know what? You don't need to. Everybody's not Sam Bushman. I can't do half the things most other people do. Nevertheless, we all can get down on our knees and find out where God wants us in his kingdom, and then we can go to work. And as we do, I think we preserve a lot of liberty, and we give people hope and direction as we build the Lord's kingdom as instruments in his hands until he comes again. And I don't have any control of any timing. I can't solve the world's problems, but I can find out where he wants me and do my part, Scott, and that's what this broadcast is all about, sir.
Well, there's no question. We each have to do our parts. And I'll just give you a couple of real quick examples. I've been strongly criticized by some of my closest friends for not running to be mayor of my little community. And honestly, if I have a level of expertise, it would be more at the national level, the Constitution and so on. And for me to be worrying about fixing potholes in my community, their streets, I mean, I don't think it's the best use of whatever little talent I have. And then on the other hand, there's many that come to me often and they say, why don't you do something about this? And they get highly critical and I say, why don't you? Not to deflect the fact that we all ought to be involved in some things, but if people are always trying to say, you go do it, then there's only a few worker bees. You know, the little red hen only can make so much bread. But if everybody were engaged in the process, if everybody understood the principles, if we had that baseline understanding of the cause of liberty and God's purposes and the purposes of family and things like that, and everybody were participating and doing what they could, I think it'd be the entire picture would get better instead of pointing fingers and saying, I don't know why they don't go fix this. I mean, well, why don't we pick the path that we can have the most impact on and go down it? And I think, Sam and Kurt, you guys, with your radio stuff that you do, I mean, it's a path that you guys are good at. It's something that you have expertise in, and you're capable in it. And it's something that you continue pushing on it, it makes a difference. And so I say, hey, hats off to you. And so I just hope that people, as they listen, will say, I'm going to engage in blah, 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 whatever way it is that they can try to make a difference. And sometimes You know, some people, if you just love your spouse, if you take care of your marriage, I mean, it's one of those things where so rarely today is that kind of that divine relationship between spouses even cherished, and parents and children and raising your children in righteousness. I mean, this is something everybody has a role in, and not everybody sits in the office of the president. But we can do what we've got, do what we can in the area that is our responsibility.
And I love our country, and I love to mix it up in politics and discussions with the rest and the best. I get it. But it is God, family, and country in that order on purpose for a reason, huh, Kurt?
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And, Scott, just back at you when you say we're doing some good with what we do. We constantly wish you had a bigger stage, that you had the president's ear, et cetera, and all the Congress on a daily basis. But, maybe that's one of those wishes that, just a little out there. And, we know that what you do is valuable. That's why we participate with you on a regular basis and hope that more and more folks will do the same.
So we promote God, family, and country on the radio to the best of our ability. Scott does his weekly webinars. Q&A on the Constitution is what I like to call it. But it's available where you can ask questions and email and get answers. FreedomsRisingSun.com. Scott, I feel guided in what I do with my time. I spend enough time to make money for my family, so I'm not begging for money for my family. I'm willing to work with my hands for my living. But at the same time, I want people to help donate so we can make our media presence grow. We're literally looking to single out. We're not looking to preach to the masses. They won't even listen. They don't even care. But we are trying to single out those who are pure in heart, those who want to build the kingdom of God, those who clearly want to focus on God, family, country, those who want to simplify their lives, those who want to reject the thousands of channels that are sending them astray and lock onto the real channel of truth and honor and integrity. We're seeking out, some would say, a few good men, but we're seeking out those who are pure in heart, those who want guidance and reminders and direction and clarity and education and conviction and to work with like-minded Americans that are trying to build the kingdom of God here on the earth. We're searching for those people throughout the world. We don't care if our audience is big or small. We do want to be a clarion voice, though, to point out these truths and to point out where we ought not look and where we ought to look. We want to be the ones that can truly focus on this. And I know this is a massive, massive, complicated topic. Hey, you know what? Big tech is big brother. But you know what? We can turn to God, and we can make a difference. We can stand for what matters the most. Let me give you an example to highlight this. Donald Trump wants to secure our borders, and I think he's right for doing so. I pray he's successful. Not that I don't want people to come to America, but I want them to do so legally. And I don't want them to be on the handout or on the dole. I want them to be free and independent, which is hopefully the reason they came here in the first place. I want to stop the criminals and reward those who want a better life. However, here's a headline. TSA now allows newly arrived illegals to fly without ID or proper paperwork, Scott.
Hold on, just a minute. I was born and bred in America. You know, George Washington said at one point during the Revolution, when they had a pretty scary time, he said, "Let none but Americans stand guard tonight." I mean, it was people that got skin in the game, people that are true to the cause and everything. You know, I served in the military. I've tried diligently to bring to light the principles the nation was founded on, and I'm denied flight. Well, usually what happens, I get pulled aside for extra security, but that's another
for special
story.
Love from the CIA,
yeah,
and the TSA. Love.
But at any rate, and they're now saying, oh yeah, and if you're a newly arrived, and you could be, they use the term OTM other than Mexican, you could be somebody from Syria or Iraq or Somalia, I guess, if you're just arrived here and you're a new immigrant and you don't have anything, and they're going to say, you can fly. That is the height of just, it's appalling to me. And and I just guess that everything's upside down and backwards. And today's America really doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So, but let me just tell you one other thing. It goes along with what we've been talking about, and it just comes to mind. A long time ago, this is about 50 years ago, and all the complexities of everything like that, and trying to find answers, and you've been trying to do it all your life, too. And I came up with an 8-word aphorism that I think you can live by, and it applies all across all spectrum of everything. And the 8-word aphorism is, get close to the Lord and stay there. And I really believe that if we're living our lives with that kind of focus, that the things of the Spirit will direct you. You know, you say sometimes you just get, you know, on a tangent here because you felt moved to do it, you know. And if you're close to that that source of light and knowledge and truth and you stay there, I think you're going to stay pretty much largely on the path that you're supposed to be on. And when you get off that path, when you lose that light, if you will, I think things get really, really hopeless, helpless, and you're apt to kind of go off the rails and out in the weeds and get lost in the woods. And so I think that little 8-word aphorism, it's not something it just happened, you wave your magic wand and suddenly you're there. It has to do with an entire life. It has to do with...
It's the little decisions day in and day out, sir.
It does, indeed. So, I
don't want people to think of us as their leaders. I want to think of us as their brothers and sisters, and we're all trying to work on this and remind ourselves together. Half the reason I remind everybody so much about this is because I need to remind myself, Scott.
Well, indeed, every one of us. And you know what kind of also has been in my mind is we're all in this together, and we're trying to get through with as much dignity as we can. And sometimes, you know, it's kind of nice to know that there's somebody there you can count on, somebody that is going to try and be stable and strong and wants to be pure in their motivations and everything like that. Sometimes there's an old saying that Kurt and Sam and I are all aware of, its origins and everything like that, but we need leaders that are good and wise and wise and honest. And you can appear to be good and you can appear to be honest, but the wisdom goes back to the basis of your foundations of decisions, your principles you use. Wisdom is not found in something you can fake. I mean, if you've read the book The Prince by Machiavelli, you understand that a lot of leaders that seek to gain power and authority, they, for public consumption, look like they're good and honest. I mean, you know, they go out and kiss the babies, march in the parades, and put a smile on their face and all that kind of stuff. But you look at the basis of their wisdom through what they do. You watch what they do rather than what they say, I guess, is one way of putting it. But if their decision criteria is based upon wise and sound principles, maybe there's something there. But if it's all the grip and grin kind of stuff that you see so many of these politicians today, and we haven't even talked about any of the nonsense that's going on in our political environment in terms of who's running for this or that or the other. But the fact is, you can see through these people. I mean, they're phonies. Well, they're genuine fakes. Let's put it that way. A lot of these people are genuinely ill-conceived in the direction they think they're going to go, but they go about it. They're either ignorant, deceived, or they're deceivers, I guess, as we said earlier. But anyway, I like to measure things in basis of principle. And if the principles are right, we can go with it. If not, we can get lost really easy.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt, wrap it up for us, sir.
Well, all I can say is God bless America and God bless the world. Let's make America and the world great again.
And to do so, it is in this order, ladies and gentlemen: God, family, and country. LibertyRoundtable.com. If you have the heart to help, any donations are welcome. We want to grow our presence in the media. Not that we want to be popular, but we do hope to popularize good and reject evil and create a guideline for success under God's laws of how to run a country, of how to take care of your family, and how to develop a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.